All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's continue. We're in Perek Yud. We left off yesterday on page Tzadik Dalid. Paragraph Dalid. So remember again, the Ramchal is going through and explaining to us the Midah of Nikius. So the way the Ramchal seemed to define it yesterday in a very dramatic fashion was that whereas Zihiros means identifying that which is negative, that which is destructive, and avoiding it. But even with that, the fire, in the words of the Ramchal, the fire of desire still burns inside of me. Nikius says, if at all possible, to try to extinguish that fire. That's the goal, to try to extinguish the fire. Now we know full well that as soon as you extinguish one fire, another fire will spring up in its place, right? As soon as you conquer one particular Avera, so there'll be something else that comes up in its aftermath. Zohi HaChaim, that is the way that life works. But again, that's the journey, that's the battle, that's the war that we have to wage. Vihine, Amida Zum, Haya David Sameach Pa'asma Va'omer, Erchatz B'ni Kayon Kapai, Va'asovas Mizbechacho Hashem. So the Ramchal writes, he says, this is what David HaMelech meant when he said, in a rejoicing fashion, literally, I will wash in the cleanliness of my hands, and I will circle your altar. So we'll say, that lashon of Erchatz B'nikayon Kapai, my hands are clean. My hands are clean. The Nikius, my hands are clean, being over here, the Ramchal is going to say, Ki be'emes rak mi she'inake legamrei, mikol nidnud chet va'avon. It is only one who cleanses himself in totality from any little bit of sin, who haroy liros es p'nei ha-melech. He is the one who is able to see the face of the king. Kizulas zeh, because without this nikayon kapai, this cleanliness of hands, top of page tzadik hei, eino ela levush uli kalim milafanov. One could only be embarrassed in front of the Ribon Shom Kimama Ezra Sofer, Elokai Boshti, Benichlamti, Laharim Elokai Panai Elecha. They will say, now remember, well, let's look at paragraph A. Vihine Vadai. So the Ramchal says, it is clear, Ki Malacha Rabbi Hi La Adam Lahagia El Shlemos Hamidazos. They will say, probably out of everything we've learned, this is the hardest. This is the hardest. The notion, meaning, Zihiros, I could be, being attentive is hard. But I get it, I understand it, I can wrap my head around it, and I could do it. I could do it. Zrizos, pre-actional zrizos, actional zrizos, I got it. Not easy, but I got it. Nikios, the notion of identifying the internal pushes and pulls, and somehow extinguishing or neutralizing the destructive ones, it's pretty difficult. It's pretty difficult. I will say, for one simple reason. Up until now, you know, zrizos is behavioral. Zihirus is cognitive, but it's a shift in thinking, not necessarily a shift in feeling. Nikius says, identify the drives that you have that are destructive and try to stop them. Try to obliterate them. Try to destroy them. That's very difficult. So then Ramchal says, this is very difficult. He says, there's another reason why it's difficult. Ki ha'averos hanikaros v'yiduos kalos hem lishar mehem. So Ramchal makes an interesting statement. He says, everyone knows that the Averos Hanikaros, recognizable Averos, in other words, Averos that people know are Averos, are very easy to guard oneself from because everyone knows they're negative. I guess if you're the Ramchal, this is true. Right? But what he's saying is, on a conceptual level, Sibo said, the good thing about sin, let me finish the sentence, right? The good thing about sin is that I know it's a sin, meaning I do plenty of things wrong, but there's a bracha in knowing that it's wrong. Because as long as I know that it's wrong, there is the possibility that I'm going to get myself together and stop doing it. So that's what he means when he says, if something is an avera giluya, someone knows that something is a particular sin, they know it's a sin, it's not a shaila that it's a sin. It's much easier to deal with that because I know what's broken. I know what the problem is. Achadiktuk hazeh hametzarech l'nikios hi akasha yoseh. As you're going to see, the attentiveness that you need for nikios is much more complicated. Why? Ki hora zahet temechasa alchetu kimo shakasavdi. Let's remember, going back for just a moment. The challenge of nikios really focuses on the things that I convince myself are okay. You see, when it comes to objective chait, so a person knows that they're going to go at, that they're doing something wrong. As long as they know that I'm doing something wrong, there's the possibility ultimately again of turning around, of doing tshuva. The problem is when my inside, right, when my spiritual wiring is not in order, that's when I begin to convince myself of a whole host of behaviors that are truly inappropriate, but I go ahead and convince myself that they're not so bad. And as we mentioned before, if I'm really good, I could even convince myself that they're permitted. That, says the Ramchal, is the challenge ultimately again of Zihirus. Right? That's the challenge. Of Nikios. Right? The challenge ultimately is that because I have this stuff going on inside of me, the way I see the world and the way I see myself is fundamentally compromised. We're both saying, well, what Ramchal is hitting on over here, and it's very apropos we're doing this now, this is in and of itself one of the greatest obstacles to tshuva. See, I would say, we all develop a worldview. So the great challenge is, sometimes in life, that worldview is wrong. It's just wrong. People think that because they see things a certain way, that by objectively it's correct. It's not true. A lot of times the way I see myself, and the way I see the world, and the way I see life, and the way I see others, is flawed. It's fundamentally flawed. And because it's flawed, everything I take in, right, everything that goes through my, you know, my ocular intake, is seen through that flawed lens. So people have difficulty creating relationships. People have difficulty relating to themselves, relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People have difficulty with accomplishing things, moving themselves forward. Why? Why? I'm such an able person. I'm so capable. I have so many goals. Because my whole hashkafa is flawed. My whole hashkafa is achayim, my outlook on life, my outlook on myself. I will say, that's where Nikios comes in. Nikios comes in and says, okay, stop. Let's do an internal inventory. What are the things that are creating and forging your outlook in life? And are they correct? Are those things correct? Are those assertions correct? Is that hashkafa correct? And then to have the courage to say, you know what? I have a lot of stuff inside of me that's broken. I got to purge that. And once I purge that, then maybe I'll be able to see myself, others, and the world for what it truly is. He goes on, the Gemara says, when it comes to major averos, interestingly enough, those are not the things that stand opposite against us for judgment after 120. What are the averos that stand opposite against us? The little ones that we trample with our heel. Because I will say the big ones, look, when I'm confronting with my big averos, I'm going to have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I got it. I had nothing to say. There's nothing I could possibly say about it. I did it. I own it. Let's deal with it and move on. What's the great challenge of personalistic judgment? Are the small averos. So this is what the Gemara says, a wild Gemara. Rubam begazel. Most people engage in theft. It's a dramatic statement. Most people engage in theft. I must remember again, theft means a variety of different things. It doesn't mean necessarily taking somebody's wallet. It means taking somebody's time. It means being a deceitful and dishonest individual. Miutam ba'arayos. A significant minority of people engage in immorality. You know, so remember, again, immorality need not just need mean an illicit relationship. It means any form of immorality. V'kulam ba'avak lashon hara. And everyone somehow speaks some form of lashon hara. They will say, now what's the logic over here? Ki mipnei rov dakuso kol bnei adam nichshalam bo b'mashin makirim oso. Because they will say, over here at the end of the day, since the details over here are so nuanced, and since, you know, the concept of giving people pertinent information versus slandering someone is often such a fine line. Since the line of theft, what constitutes theft, what is theft, what is deceit, is such a fine line, people often justify these things. And therefore, because they justify them, ultimately what? They end up committing these acts over and over and over. Not because we're bad, not because we're sinful, but just simply because we justify it. The lack of nikios, when a person, quote unquote, is unclean, it gives them the ability to justify negative behaviors, erroneous behaviors, under the guise that it's not so bad. Nikios teaches us, through the spiritual inventory, purge that which should not be there and reset your focus and outlook on life. Well, we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Ibn Shah Bottom of Sadiq tomorrow.